folks, and welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say what's up to the people. Okay then.
Damn.
So I'm guessing that was an attempt at a ghoul. from our final flash for this season. In case you missed the last episode, we are doing our final flash for the unwanted undead adventurer. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was Mamat's attempt at channeling his inner ghoul. We're not gonna talk about that. So,
all right.
Before we dive into that, we got to pull up a question of the week. And I think this is a good one. This one, I'm copying this one from TikTok by the creator of Capitance. That's Capitance. Head over to TikTok. Give him a couple of views. Give him a follow. Shout out for him giving us this question. The question is, favorite anime that you know is objectively bad? So what is an anime that you enjoy that you know it's not a good show?
I mean, it's not a good show. Is it a good show from your perspective or people's or general public perspective?
I would say general public's perspective. I'll say general public perspective, because there's shows that you have to admit just aren't good. There are shows that just aren't good.
I mean, okay. If you like it, it is not that bad, right?
Just because you like it doesn't make it objectively good. No. There's people being a hater, like people who say, oh, JJK is stupid, it's all hype. Those people are being haters. People who say, let me think about this. I'm having a time picking a show that's not going to piss people off. Since we're not care about pissing people off, then there's people who say no, because I'm going to channel into the hater. I'm going to channel the hater side if I do that.
Cancel.
No, I don't give a fuck about being canceled. I'm going to become the very hater I'm trying not to describe.
All right.
There are shows that are objectively bad. They don't have good storylines. They don't have good animation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So one I'll use for an example for this is the forbidden anime for us. Oh, no, actually, I won't use a forbidden anime. I'm going to use Sakamoto. What is it? I am Sakamoto, or call me Sakamoto.
Sakamoto-san, yeah.
Yeah, that show is objectively bad.
No, it is. Plot is terrible. Good.
No,
it
it's
is
not.
Very good.
No, it's not, sir. No, it's not. You and I both know that show. That show barely escaped being a dumpster fire. Okay. The show is objectively bad.
Version of Chromatia High School, right? Yeah, I enjoy it so much.
That's not saying much.
Okay, I like Sakamoto-san. That is one of my picks. So what is your
pick? Our list here and find one.
There's a lot. Hundreds and hundreds of anime.
Well, for me, Serial Experiment Lane is objectively bad.
It is not objectively
bad. I think you liked it. I think you liked it. I did not. I think the pacing.
It has a certain charm to it.
No. There's no charm in there. I'm trying to go through our list. I'm having a hard time finding one that is just objectively bad.
I can name a few from those.
Okay, Peach Boy Riverside.
No, that has like a timeline problem, timeline issue. Yeah, they changed the how the story progresses.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, though. It's objectively bad.
The story is already there. If they arrange it.
Just because the story's there does not make it good.
If they arrange the episode in a certain way, it will become a good show.
No, okay. I would say it's a terrible show. I can't say objectively. I figure this would be subjectively. What was the name about the damn? What was the anime about the rocks? The rock people. They're all different kind of minerals. A bunch of pretty, like, pretty
the
looking people.
jewelry one, yeah, the jewelry one.
Yeah.
That was picked by Meteor, yeah. I remember that.
Long time ago. But
That
that
is,
show for me is objectively bad.
yes,
But
that is bad. That is bad. I don't know who liked that show.
there's a lot of people who like it for the looks, but yeah, no.
It looks okay, but the whole story is just not there.
But
So
anyways,
let me name a few
the
from our
point is
list.
that is objective. Well, no, that's the objective. We need to pick one from that is a favorite of ours that we think is good, but we know is objectively bad.
I don't know. I don't know how people think about my pick, my chosen one.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So the ones I pick, I'm going to choose two. One is Akikan.
Akikan
Akikan is not okay, bro. It's a show about people turning in to, from soda cans into warriors. That
yes.
isn't, it's
The
not okay.
obsession. The obsession about
It's not
soda
okay.
can.
It's not okay.
You know.
It's not okay. I understand it's not okay. I still like it, but I know it's not objectively good. Okay. It's not
Yeah, I will
objectively
give
good.
you that. I will give you that. I will give you that. Okay,
And
all
the
right.
other one is going to be High School DxD. You cannot tell me objectively High School DxD is a good show, but my 16-year-old brain enjoys the show. I'm all about the plot.
Yes. All about
I mean,
titties?
sitting through three
Yes.
seasons of this shit. Sitting through three seasons of this shit. I mean, it's not good.
I mean, the character design, the art style, superb. But
The art is like
yeah.
the art is really the only good thing about it, but yeah, overall, it's not a good show.
Okay,
It's not.
all right. So I will give you two as well. First, Kenzen Robo Daimidala. Love that one.
I'm glad you admit it, sir. Thought you bastards tooth and nail with that goddamn show.
It's super great show, but people, I don't know, people don't like that show that much. I don't know why. It has a good comedy, good storyline, have a fan service. Almost there with the character design, almost there with the High School DxD, in my opinion. Yeah, it's good. I don't know,
No, it's
people
not.
just don't like that
It's
show.
not.
Another one, I think this is controversial. Redo of Healer. I love the show, man.
Ooh.
Right?
See, I don't think Redo is objectively bad, though. I think it's just shocking and
Yes,
extreme. I
we
don't know if
did
I would say it's bad, though.
My anime list review and rating, right? We go through them. It's either 0 or 10 for most of them.
Right. So I don't know if that means it's objectively bad. I just think that it means that yeah, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on
Kenzen Robo Daimidala.
yes, Dime a Dollar. I agree with you on Dime a Dollar. I don't think that redo is objectively bad though. So we're gonna leave it at that. We gave you two a piece. What shows do y'all think are that you enjoy, but you know are objectively bad shows? And it's fine. Everyone has guilty pleasures. What is an objectively bad show that you love? Let us know down in the comments or hit us up on Shiitake Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, or shoot us an email, shiitakepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys.
I don't
So
think people will share their thoughts because they are afraid to get roasted by us.
some anime, some otaku are shameless, sir. We walk around conventions with whole ass waifu pillows, man. The shame is not there, okay? You're gonna be a faceless person on the internet, trust me. You ain't got no shame talking about my guilty pleasure show.
I mean, people are something else behind the monitor, man. You know that, right?
Precisely.
All right. All right. Share it if you want. We'll read your thoughts and give our comments, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. All right. Let's move on.
All right. So let's get into the main topic of today. It's time for the final flash. One of these days, we're actually going to get a fucking reverb machine in here to do this shit. I gotta tell you, this is probably the corniest part of our show. 100%, this is the corniest thing we do.
Like, it's not even a question. We don't have any background music, no sound effect whatsoever. We just go with the flow.
There's not a sound effect budget.
Nope. Even the intro and outro, we ask permission to use them.
No, we got permission. They're not stolen. Yeah.
Nah, it is not stolen. Okay. Not stolen. Yes, I promise you that.
Support your local artist.
Yep. Oh my god. Sponsors. Shameless plug. Please. Sponsor.
Hit us up so we can get some actual equipment in here and do this right.
Yep.
Anyways, let's get into this. So the final flash for this week is going to be The Unwanted Undead Adventurer. We watched this one a couple months ago, did our first flash, and this is one of the ones we wanted to review. There are a couple of shows that they're getting reviews, like it's not optional. But this is the final flash from the less popular show. So obviously, Free Ren is going to get a review eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be one or two more, but this one had to get done because it stands out a little bit on its own. And not everyone's talking about it. We like to go for the underdog.
Yep.
So the synopsis for this one, as always, is going to come from MyAnimeList.net, and it goes like this. Ren Fina, a 25-year-old adventurer, has been hacking away at monsters for a decade. Without much talent for the job, Ren finds himself stuck hunting slimes and goblins for meager amounts of coin every day. Little does he know, all this is about to change when he comes across a seemingly undiscovered path in the Watermoon Dungeon. What awaits him in the end of the path, however, is neither treasure nor riches, but a legendary dragon that wastes no time swallowing him whole. Waking up a short time later, Rent finds himself not quite dead, but not quite alive either. He is nothing more than a pile of bones. Armed with nothing but his trusty sword, tool belt, and ghoulish new look, Rent sets off on his quest as a newly reborn skeleton to achieve existential evolution, hoping to one day return to civilization with a more human form. Will Rent succeed, or will the dungeon consume him for the rest of his undeath? That's the synopsis for The Unwanted Undead Adventurer from MyAnimeList.net. So let's hit them scores and slogans. How did this show shape up as a full season versus a single episode? Mamats, what do you got, man?
All right, I will give it a 7. And my slogan for it is, kindness is the key to success.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
All right.
And my slogan is, you never know how many people you've touched except at your funeral.
Ooh, that is dark.
A little bit morbid. It's dark, but it's true.
It's a little bit morbid there, man. Oh my.
It is, but it's true. You never know how many people you've touched in your life until the day that you're about to be put in the dirt. And you see just how many people show up and mourn your passing. That's how you know what kind of life you led.
I mean, that is a little bit too late for that. But this one, he kind of like has a second chance in life, in a way.
He had a second chance. He got to see everyone that he touched. But he still thought he wasn't worth a damn. Even though everyone in their mama was like, no, we care about you, you dumbass.
All right. Let's get right into it. 7.5. Wow.
7.5. You know, this was a solid show.
Yes, I will give you that. It is very solid. It is not typical going into the dungeon, level up, and evolve kind of deal. At least it is different enough.
And Mamat didn't hate it because he didn't stay a skeleton the whole show.
Yes. If not, I will say Overlord season 7 or 6 or maybe something like that. Much longer.
I was waiting for you to say that too. It's just Overlord season 76.
Thank God, man. Thank God they took a different route. And the way he evolved too is different every single time. And it is not like the typical stage or level up evolution too. It is like a different species altogether because reasons, you know? And
yeah, that was the thing that was weird for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they try to explain it to us, but I don't know if we can accept it.
The explanation for what he turned into and why is a little weak for me.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, okay, he went from a skeleton to a ghoul, which is basically just a zombie, so flesh over a skeleton. I can understand that. The next one to a ghast was a little weird for me. So he became a little bit more human, but then he had to drink blood.
And that was weird. He doesn't have to, but he starts to have the thirst for it.
Well, no. If he doesn't, he goes crazy and tries to attack people. That's what happened to his friend.
Yes.
So he has to consume it or else he'll lose himself. Mm-hmm. And the last step that he hit was vampire, which was just weird. Like,
not fully fledged vampire.
Really fucking convenient.
Almost there. Yeah.
He's a lesser vampire.
Yes.
But it's too convenient.
I mean, yes, it is too convenient, but I think they are trying to rush to finish the show, in my opinion. Because I don't think this one will get the hype that it's supposed to get because of the solo leveling and more other stuff that will came out last season. This one will be like the very underrated one, in my opinion. So I know why they are rushing stuff up, in my opinion.
And I can understand that, but at the same time, it still doesn't it doesn't hold up for me. Like, you can't just rush through things and make shit too convenient just because you might not get a second season.
Yeah, because the way like they just give us like the vampire blood or something like that to evolve into the next species. It's just too convenient, right? It's supposed to be like a quest of some sort, in my opinion, to obtain the blood. And yeah, we can see that it just like, okay, just give him this one right here, right there. And let's finish the season here. So people will not complain. And maybe we don't have to do a season 2 of this, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, there are still a lot more mysteries behind it. Why he received the divinity? I mean, they explain it to us, but I want to see the past, the shrine that he restored, which God give him the divine blessing. I want to see that. I think that is very important to the whole show. I think why he is still alive because of that blessing. And they don't highlight that part of it enough.
I mean, we don't know if that's why he survived was because of the blessing.
I mean, I assume because the puzzle pieces is already there, you know? We can clearly see why he's still alive, and we all know he has the worst luck ever his entire life, you know. But because of his because he is so honest and very kind to other people, it just goes back to him, you know. What goes around comes around, something like that. And most of the time, it is a very heartwarming scene too, you know, like helping people in need. Don't really expect like a return from it, it is like a very comforting event to experience. It's like a comfort food, you know, just eat this one and you just, this is pleasure.
Oh.
Yeah. But the execution is very good most of the way, until the last part, I guess. The last part, they rush things out.
Yeah. I mean, they could have got rid of that whole maze thing and used that to further the story a bit more.
Yeah. From my perspective, I think that girl and her butler, I think she was a part of a vampire family, but she doesn't look like it.
I think she is a vampire.
Her eyes is not red.
Right, but if she's a high-ranking vampire, she should be able to hide it. That's what they're trying to allude to with the wings and the eyes and stuff and the fangs.
Yeah.
As a lower-ranking vampire, you can't fully hide your wings. As a higher-ranking vampire, you can. As a higher-ranking vampire, you can disguise your eyes. As a lower one, you can't. So I think that's what they're more trying to allude to.
Yeah, probably. Because they already said that. This family has lived for a long, long time. But nobody knows about them. They are not sociable, I guess. But they say if you work with them, don't mess with them. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, the whole premise is very interesting. I love all of the major events that happens in the show. There's nothing really bad about the show, in my opinion. What do you think?
For me, it's some of the fights. It's like the fight with the giant skeleton.
There were some of the fights where
a lot of the big boss fights, it seems like A, they're too short, mm-hmm. or B, like they just kind of skip it.
Yes, we can see that because that is not the highlight of the show. They don't want to highlight the fighting and the skills that this guy obtained. That is not the point of the show, in my opinion.
Maybe, but at the same time, you're going to make an anime about fighting by making him an adventurer, but then you're not going to highlight the fights at all.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
I mean, the dungeon that he really goes to is not really like a very hard dungeon because he already been there before. Most of the time, other than the secret hidden labyrinth in there. Like with the mysterious girl that he suddenly encountered in there. Who is she? And why is she there? And yeah. I don't know.
Her role in this was really short for how important they made her seem.
Yeah, right. Maybe she's some sort of a special being, a god or some sort. Who knows? Because she seems like she knows about the dragon and stuff. And she just gave him a very special attire too. Like the robe, right? The special robe.
Well, no, because we met her first outside of the dungeon. So I don't think she has anything to do with it. Because she was supposed to meet up with him in the beginning to go into the dungeon to show her around. So she never even got to meet him. So I don't think she has anything to do with like the background of what's going on. But I don't know why they gave her such an important role and then just ditched her. And it's like, we're never going to talk about her again. Like, the most we see of her again is a friggin' background shot of her and then the two young adventurers that he helped get through their test.
No. I'm not talking about that first girl that saved him. I'm talking about the girl that he encountered. Suddenly, like, he was teleported in there. And the girl just attacked him with the full force.
Oh, her.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. What's the one where he's the mysterious woman where he saw the skeleton.
Yes. And then
I don't know.
She apologized. She apologized and gave her robe to him. And a little fan service there, I guess. Yeah, there's a lot of mystery in there. I it deserves a second season, man. It deserves a second season. This is very underrated. This is very good. This is well executed. Oh my god. All right. Memorable scene, man. Memorable scene.
I mean, there's a lot of cute scenes in there. Like, I like the scene with the little girl at the orphanage.
Yeah, that one.
Her teacher is like
very heartwarming, man.
Yes, that whole thing is very heartwarming. Like when she when the teacher's like, what does she say? She says something to the little girl after, like, when she's training to be, like, when she's pretending to be a knight and swinging the broom. Mm-hmm. There was a very heartwarming scene there.
Yep.
But then there was also, like, the funny scene where, like, where he takes out the Tarrasque to be butchered.
Yeah, that one. Then it also, they skip that one too, right? They just give the meat there and then they will come back to it. One.
Yeah, he brings the meat there and then that's it. They never talk about it again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff they talk about, but then they just be like, oh, we don't know what we're talking about anymore and just walk the fuck off.
And I also love the scene where he literally mentoring the two rookie adventurers.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yes. Like Adventurer 101, man. Don't fall for the trap. Don't trust no one. Don't trust the guild. And always be cautious. Always aware of your surrounding. It's okay if you lose. You can just fall back. But you need to know what your capability is. Don't endanger your other party members. Oh, that is so good, man. That is so good. I love it. Yeah. There's a lot of heartwarming scene in there. Just enjoy the kindness. And just be kind to other people, you know. Oh, that is the message here. Be kind to other people. And you will get the reward in some shape or form. All right. Characters, man. Characters. Favorite characters.
I don't really have a favorite character in the show.
Really?
There wasn't anyone that really stood out that much to me. It's just a lot of, like, I don't know. There wasn't anyone who, like, really tried to stand out too much. Like, the closest you get is, like, the adventurer who inspired him and saved his life. But even he was only there for, like, 30 seconds. And he wasn't a very, like, in-your-face kind of character. None of the characters really stood out all that much to me.
For me, Lorraine, best girl. Lorraine is the best girl, man.
Lorraine is bae. 100%. You get married, dude. You marry
him. Yep. Period. Married girl for life. When she's cute, she's cute. When she's angry, just be aware of that.
Right, she's got the right amount of sass, the right amount of cute,
sexy too.
Yeah,
always there when you need it. And also the girl from the guild. That girl is crazy because
she's cool, but she's not a wifey.
Yes, but she can be very aggressive when it comes to romance, I guess. Because when she wants to know the truth, she literally, like,
she gonna get
a contract and make you sign a waiver and make her into a slave if she tell the secret to other people or something like that. Well, she's crazy, man.
She was like, no, I want to know the secret. I don't care what it costs me. I want to know.
Just let me know. Trust me. I will not tell the people. Oh, she's crazy, man. And I love it.
Yeah, you like them crazy girls. What can
you
say?
Of course. Why not? A little bit of crazy is fun. All right.
Listen. They slash your tires.
Oh my. Least favorite one, man. Least favorite character.
Was there anyone who was really a dick in the show either?
Not really.
Not okay, really. Wait. I take it back. I do have a favorite character.
All right.
Cloak, the blacksmith.
Oh.
Him and his wife.
Yeah. I mean,
they found out on day one who it was, and they were like, we got your back. You don't need to tell us. We just gonna support you. I'm gonna make you weapons.
Yeah.
It's fine. Here, broke that. I don't care. They had his back from Jump Street.
Yep, no question asked. And they also like, why he didn't tell us what happened? They are worried.
He must have a good reason. Man.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. That, it's no, the support that he did it, man. Yeah. Damn, man.
I don't think there were any like terrible characters or like evil characters in the show. Like everyone was very
supportive.
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral, yes.
Like the only bad characters were like the ones he had to stop from kidnapping people in the village.
I think that is neutral as well. It is like a plot device.
I don't know if it's
too
neutral. It's a plot device. They weren't even really characters. They were just like, oh, here's a villain for you to capture real quick. Yeah. So they weren't even fully fleshed out characters. But like for fully fleshed out, yeah, there weren't any particularly bad characters.
Yeah, not yet in this show, because there are no like hurdle, like a very hard thing that he need to get through. As of now, my opinion, everything like go really smoothly, you know. Even the guy that he helped in the dungeon that were in debt or something like that, and just gave him the whole rare item in the
the
restaurant owner, right?
Who runs the restaurant?
They put a stop right there too. He never go to the restaurant to eat. Oh my god! I don't know. Maybe in second season, if there's any, every single character that he have will come back. No, every single one of them. Who knows? I don't know. All right, so let's conclude the whole show. I think this is very underrated. This is a good show. Very heartwarming. Very well executed. Nice story. It is not like a typical adventurer fantasy stuff. It is different enough to be enjoyable. Too bad they kind of rushed things out right at the end for some reason. But I want to see more of this. I want to see a second season of this. Shannon, how about you?
I definitely wouldn't mind a second season of this show. I think there's a lot of story to still tell before it gets old. So I would definitely be down to for a second season at least.
Because there are a lot of mysteries behind it, whether you like it or not. I want to know more about this guy, past and everything, like the people that he has helped before. I want to see more. I want to see what is the deal with the Mithril class adventure that helped him from the wolf or something like that. I want to see him beat the giant wolf barehanded or something like that. That's a lot of it, man. Like the girl in the dungeon too as well, the mystery girl, the vampire at the mansion that collect like a very rare item. For some reason, they are like a remote control drone or something.
Yeah, no, love the fact that like he was like using it to look down her shirt and shit. It's like, you may be dead, but you're still a perv.
I mean, a little bit fan service, man. Why not? Oh my god. All right, so I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of The Unwanted Undead Adventurer. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So for our Fang FM, this is the start of a new season. So we will do the typical stuff, our tradition. We will do like a marathon of a first flash. We will run through some of our picks for this season. give you our honest opinion about the first episode of everyone that we pick. I hope we have some good ones this season. So how many we are doing this time around, Shannon? 18?
Are we doing that? Are we doing the full 18, or are we taking off those extra, those couple extras?
I think we do the whole thing. Yeah. 18, man.
Yeah, you only say that because because it shows that I picked you. You want the ones you want to watch. If I picked straight 18 and you didn't have certain ones you wanted to see, you'd be like, nah, there's too many shows.
Yeah, usually I cut two from them. We do 16. I mean, yeah, for the last couple of seasons.
We'll do 18.
We do 18 this time, man. Usually we get through 18. Them really fast, usually. So let's see how it goes. All right, that is for the next week. If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the internet. Where can people find us on the internet, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast. Or if you want to shoot us an email, shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. With that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So, become an undead or an immortal is very convenient. But if you look like a monster, people might be a little bit scared of you. So, try not to look like a monster and try to be human. And please don't die, even though you are immortal.
You know, even when you're a ghoul or a ghast, you can still find some time for opai. You're not dead yet.
You're not dead
yet. You still enjoy a good pair of opai.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, let's see. We know Shannon. Shiitake.
Shiitake.